Welcome to Sensory Reflections, a new segment from me, Andy Shipley of Natural Inclusion, on the RNIP Connect Radio Happy Hour. Each month we will be reflecting on one or two things going on in nature for you to tune into and do. In this first episode, we have a couple of things for you to listen out for and a suggestion for a great way to help nature if you have a garden, balcony, allotment, or access to outdoor space. So, things to listen out for. During the winter months, we hear very little actual bird song. We do hear bird calls, either in the form of alarm calls where birds warn each other of a potential threat, or contact calls with which just birds are just keeping in contact with each other. But very few birds actually sing at this time of year. One notable exception, though, is this little chap. It's the robin. Apart from a short period in the summer when they're molting and want to be inconspicuous and they stop singing completely, robins actually sing throughout the year. This is because they need to protect their territory and also keep in contact with their mates. And unlike many other songbirds, both sexes actually sing. Another sound to keep an ear out for is this. You probably recognise that slightly chilling screechy call as that of the red fox. Although it sounds quite alarming, like they're tearing lumps out of each other, it's actually the sound of foxes on the pool. It's their peak breeding season, and these calls are actually to attract mates and warn off potential rivals. Lastly, if you have a garden, balcony or allotment, or have access to private outdoor space, why not put up a nest box? Now is the time of year where many birds are looking for a cozy place to move into to make their nests. So the sooner we put them up, the more time birds have to get used to them and check them out to see if they're suitable. Each month, we will also suggest an easy practice that you can do when you're out and about. Here is this month's practice that you can do between now and the next episode. As we get nearer and nearer the spring, more and more songbirds will begin singing their spring songs as they seek mates and secure territory for themselves. So we're simply inviting you to pay attention to the bird song when you're out and about, all that comes through your windows, and as the days and weeks pass, try and notice when you hear a new song. So that's it for this month. You can find out more about me and my work on my website, www.natural-inclusion.org, or on Facebook at Natural Inclusion. Until next time, stay sensational.